It's Monday, July 20th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Amid the coronavirus outbreak, poor Christian villagers in China have been ordered to renounce their faith and replace displays of Jesus with portraits of Chairman Mao and President Xi Jinping, or risk losing their welfare benefits, reports the Christian Post. A local pastor told Bitter Winter magazine, quote, "The government is trying to eliminate our belief and wants to become God instead of Jesus," end quote. In May, an official in the eastern province of Shandong stormed into the home of a local Christian. While inside the Christian's home, the official posted portraits of Mao Zedong and Xi Jinping and reportedly said, quote, "These are the greatest gods. If you want to worship somebody, they are the ones," end quote. Exodus 20, verses 1 through 3 says, "God spoke all these words. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me." A leader of Northern Ireland's largest Christian denomination has raised concerns that a new marriage law passed this week, which does not allow Christian businesses to refuse service to homosexual couples on grounds of conscience, is a violation of religious freedom. Reverend Daniel Kane told Premier, quote, "We have a concern that in a tolerant society, people's conscience and freedom should be protected in the law. People who are involved in what may be termed the marriage business, photographers, florists, car hire firms, civil registrars," end quote. Homosexual civil marriages were legalized in Northern Ireland back in January, according to Irish Legal News. When he announced new legislation against China last Tuesday in the Rose Garden, President Trump blasted Biden's radical left agenda, reports Fox News.
Last week, Joe Biden released his unity platform developed with socialist Bernie Sanders, describing what he would do if elected president. The Biden-Sanders agenda is the most extreme platform of any major party nominee by far. And these are actual key elements of the Biden-Sanders unity platform. Abolish immigration detention. No more detention. You come in here illegally, no more detention. Stop all deportations. So if we get a MS-13 gang member, which we've taken out of our country by the thousands, brought them back to Honduras, Guatemala, can't do that anymore. Support the deadly sanctuary cities where many of these people are protected better than the American citizen is protected. Expand asylum for all new illegal aliens. How about that one?
Pastor Andy Stanley of North Point Community